Joining us right now to talk about this decision and what lies ahead for the Phoenix Suns. He owns the team. He's the Suns' majority owner, Robert Sarver, and he joins us here on Sports 620 KTAR. Robert, Mark, and John, how are you today?
Hey, good, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Appreciate the time. Let me ask you, because for a lot of us, a little bit of a shock with this announcement yesterday. We knew you had some decisions to make, but we thought it was more on players, not as much on the general manager. Were you shocked when you guys couldn't come to a deal and Steve announced he's going back?
No, I wouldn't say shocked. I mean, nothing in this business will shock you. You know, listen, I've worked with Steve for quite a while, including the last 3 years as general manager. And, you know, we know each other very well. And he's had some good opportunities, including going back to TNT, and they made a hard sell to him this week, as well as a team calling actually to see if he'd be interested in being a head coach, which is something at some point in time maybe he'll end up doing. And so I wouldn't say I was shocked by it. You know, I'm disappointed because I think, you know, he really had kicked into gear, and obviously things were going in the right direction. But, you know, so we'll move on, but I wouldn't say shocked.
What do you think were the major drawbacks to not getting a deal done? I know you offered him a 3-year extension. He considered, you know, coming back for 3 years. 4 days ago, Steve was talking in terms of still being a part of this organization. What do you think changed in the last 24, 48 hours to make that not happen?
Well, for one, I think, you know, listen, this is a stressful job. I mean, you know, being a head coach or being a general manager in this business, there's a lot that goes into that job and a lot that changes from day to day and week to week or game to game. I think for him, you know, I pushed him pretty hard to make the move to come out here when he first took the job. And having been a player for a long time and being on the road a lot, it was definitely a sacrifice for him to commute back and forth from California to Phoenix for the job. And I think at the end of the day, for him just personally, he decided, hey, this is what's best for me. I've got a son that's going to be a senior in high school. He's playing basketball. I want to be with him through the recruiting process. I want to catch more of the games. And he's got a daughter that's in high school that's on, like, the nation's number one volleyball team. And I think, you know, when you put it all together at this point in this stage in his life, he felt it was best for him to go back to broadcasting where he could work 2 days a week.
Suns owner Robert Sarver joins us on Sports 620 KTAR. Now, I know you owners don't like to talk about contracts and numbers and things like that. There were a lot of reports yesterday that, you know, Steve was offered a low-ball deal, that Steve was asked to take a big pay cut. Now, I did check with Steve on that yesterday, and he got back to me and said that he was not offered a pay cut at all. But I want you to address that because, you know, general manager compensation, you know, compared to other GMs, where was Steve in that? And just, can you address that? Did you offer a pay cut to Steve Kerr on this next contract?
Well, I mean, the contract numbers, I don't really like to talk about. We don't talk about them, but since a lot of the media's decided they know what they are, I mean, I can tell you, you know, a lot of these contracts in terms of GMs, players, and coaches are based on what the market is. And the market is there's 30 teams. So there's 30 GMs, there's 30 coaches, and there's 450 players. And that's really what sets the market. But in terms of Steve, I mean, he, you know, he wasn't at the top, but he was well compensated. He was in the top one-third of the Western Conference general managers. And if you look at our payroll, payroll's in the top third. So listen, you can't have the third best winning percentage in the league for 6 years and have gone to the Western Conference Finals for 3 times unless you have good people. In order to get good people, you have to pay them, you know, fair compensation and what makes sense in the marketplace.
We're visiting with Robert Sarver, the owner of the Phoenix Suns, here on Sports 620 KTAR. Obviously, the Phoenix Suns going through a little bit of a change. Their front office will look different as Steve Kerr steps down yesterday. We'll work through the end of the month in the draft. Sarver, I got to ask you, and I'm going to ask you this as a broadcaster and then as a fan. There's a big date coming up for you guys and the rest of the NBA, July 1st. It's a date that most teams have been pointing at for 2.5 seasons now, the free agent period of 2010, and one of your players is one of those guys in Amari Stoudemire. How are you concerned, and should the fans be concerned, that the general manager that's been running things is not here to get a deal done starting July 1st? Does that mean you have to act quick and get a replacement, or can you guys handle that in-house, or should there be concern?
Well, I guess to the first question, you know, the answer would be yes and no in that order. Yes being that, you know, fortunately we do have, you know, a number of our players coming back and we've got a good core. But, yeah, we have one of our best players who's a free agent and has, you know, said he's going to opt out, which I assume he will, along with a bunch of other superstars in the league. And so, yeah, that is an issue and that's a concern for me. And that's something we're going to have to address come July. In terms of whether having a GM on board or not, I don't think that's going to make any difference. We have a number of people in the organization that are very capable. We've got connections and contacts with all our players and all their agents, from me all the way down the list. And at the end of the day, and I've been involved in the recruiting process for 6 years, what's most important to players is that, number one, the dollar amount of their contract. Number two, who are their teammates going to be? Number three, who's their coach going to be? Number four, what city are they going to live in? And number five, you know, is this going to be a good fit? Do I get to play? And, you know, is it going to be a winning team, et cetera? And it may not be in that order for everybody. It's different orders, but those are really the keys. I'm not downplaying the importance of a GM, but in terms of signing someone, you know, the head coach is really who they talk to on a day-to-day basis, and that's who really dictates their time and their playing, and that's really the key relationship.
Would you say, and I want to get to the head coach in a second here, would you say that there were some philosophical differences between you and Steve that may have led him to decide that he didn't want to come back as the general manager?
I don't know about philosophical. I mean, listen, you know, over 3 years, because I look at it together, we've made some good moves, we've made some bad moves. We've overall had very good success. Has it all been roses? Absolutely not. Have we been through some tough times? Absolutely true. Do we agree on everything? No, we don't. Do we agree on 90%? Yes, we do.
Let me ask you about Alvin Gentry, his contract situation, 1 year, and then an option year, which is a team option year. At this point, where are you with that contract? Did that play any role in Steve not coming back?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Steve was very excited about the job that Alvin did, and so am I. I think he did a great job. He stepped in. It's a great opportunity for him to get back to being a head coach, and it was a great opportunity for us to have someone who really knew the system and could put it all together, and he did an outstanding job during the year. So Alvin signed a 3-year contract. We're 1 year into that. He's under contract for next year, and it's a team option for the following year. I think he's done a great job. I think he connects very well with the core of our players, namely Steve Nash, who's got 2 more years left on his contract. So, you know, picking up that third option is something that just makes sense. And so that's what will be done.
We are visiting with Robert Sarver, the owner of the Phoenix Suns, here on Sports 620 KTAR. I know you can't flat out say it, but, you know, John and I both kind of said David Griffin, guy that's worked his way up. I respect Griff a lot. And I'm sure he feels he's ready to be a general manager in this league. How much serious consideration will be given to him? How quickly do you move forward on this search, if you will, for a GM?
Yeah, I don't feel time pressure. I think it's what's most important is we get the right person in the job. And so we will be looking everywhere. I don't have any preconceived notions as to who's the lead candidate or who isn't or who will include or who we won't include. And we'll be assembling a list together of, you know, my guess is probably 20 to 30 candidates that'll be looked at and narrowed down to a pool to be interviewed by several people within the organization and go from there.
Right. Griff will be on that list of candidates to be interviewed?
If that's what he would like, he would, yes.
All right, Robert. Hey, we appreciate the time. We know we'll be talking soon. Obviously, a lot forthcoming for your organization. Enjoy the rest of the day, and we'll catch up down the road, okay?
Okay. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Robert.
Robert Sarver, owner of the Phoenix Suns, joins us here on Sports 620 KTAR.